Pack today. This is What's On Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, all across the Northern Plains, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KT Egg Talk Radio on the Bakken at 1090 AM on your dial. We welcome your calls, questions, comments, 800-228-0550, a whole host of topics raised last hour, and every Wednesday, the word from Washington, we're joined by Congressman Kevin Cramer, who gives us as much of his time as he possibly can. Last week, he had a joint session of Congress to attend with a world leader. He had Lynn Helms up there testifying on fracking and as well as the Keystone XL pipeline. And he had visitors from North Dakota. And we think we have a little more of his time this hour to answer any questions you might have. So, Congressman Kevin Cramer, welcome back to What's On Your Mind.
Scott, great to be with you again, and you do have a little more of my time today, fortunately. In fact, I had a group, just got done speaking to a group of high school students from Hettinger that are in town, and I was able to get to them a little earlier, met them out on the front steps of the United States Capitol, and had a little town hall forum right there with high school students from Hettinger, so that was a great time this morning.
Congressman Cramer, always a pleasure having you on the show, and we never had enough time with the 15 minutes or the half hour, so we figure, well, let's try an hour because it's an opportunity for you to keep in contact with your constituents and those in North Dakota. If you have a comment or a question for the congressman, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It was kind of nice seeing you at Bobcat. What a great event for not just the Bismarck-Mandan area, but for North Dakota as well.
Well, it was awesome to be there, and it's just the Bobcat story is such a great classic North Dakota story. I mean, imagine some farmers looking for a solution to cleaning a barn in Gwinner, North Dakota, 55 years ago, and they invent the skid steer loader. And what I love about Bobcat and the skid steer loader as a product, 55 years later, it is basically the same product. Now they've got a lot of other products, and they've got a lot of attachments at obviously new design, but it's still basically the same product. It's a front-end skid steer loader. And here we have this solution to a challenge 55 years ago that today is the world leader in compact construction equipment for landscaping and small construction and whatnot. Bobcat continues to be the world leader, with challenges abound, but they're still the best. The thing that I think of the most through the history of Bobcat, the recent history, was back when Ed Schaefer was governor and I was over at Economic Development and Finance, Ingersoll Rand became the first multinational to buy from Clark Equipment, the Bobcat brand. And we all sort of held our breath and worked with the company to ensure that the plants would stay in North Dakota, that the headquarters would stay in North Dakota, and it has. And then, of course, Doosan from South Korea, the oldest manufacturer in South Korea, bought from IR, from Ingersoll Rand, and they too have continued to grow the company. And now the global economic downturn had its impact. We know that. And a lot of jobs were lost, manufacturing jobs in Bismarck as a result of that. But they hung in there with North Dakota. The Gwinner plant has grown. And now this, where I like to call it where the knowledge-based economy meets manufacturing economy, right in Bismarck, with the newest expansion now of Bobcat. It's just a great, great story. And I like to think about, in fact, you talked about last week during this show, I was hearing from a speech from the president of South Korea, the home of Doosan, the parent company now of Bobcat. And you think about the relationship between Gwinner and Bismarck and Seoul, Korea, and our role in global enterprise. That's a friendly relationship, and all that's going on in the Korean Peninsula. It's kind of nice to have some good news.
Kevin, last hour we took a bunch of calls, and a lot of folks were really concerned about this growing list of scandals out of the Obama administration. And, Benghazi, obviously, the hearings we talked about a little bit last week, and your view on that. Folks now are hearing about an IRS scandal where the IRS is targeting conservative groups. There's reports out that the Justice Department was looking at emails of AP reporters. And there seems to be, in the last, 10 days, 2 weeks here, a critical mass of things that are causing even some mainstream media sources to turn on the Obama administration. Are you hearing about that from North Dakotans as well?
Oh, no question about it. And people are very concerned. They're concerned for good reason, Scott. I mean, it's like all of the scandals in history. The scandal is started by somebody's misuse of their authority or their power, but really escalates when there's a cover-up attached to it. And that's exactly what we've seen. Well, Benghazi is perhaps the most obvious and egregious one, while the president continues to make claims that I'm sort of thinking he's the only person that believes them at this point. When you have the highest-ranking diplomat from Libya that's disputing the facts or disputing the talking points coming out of the White House, you know, it's kind of hard to trust the White House when you have a person who was on the ground right there that has the information disputing it. And when you think about the motivation, who has more motivation to cover up the Benghazi situation, the president and the White House, or the people that were there? Now, there's no motivation. There's nothing gained for a bureaucrat, a career diplomat in lying about this. There's a lot gain politically if the truth doesn't come to the forefront for the president. So that's become very disturbing. Throw on top of that the IRS scandal, and in fact, people ought to know, because there's a lot of concern about Congress and its dysfunction and its ability to do its job, but people ought to know that the House Ways and Means Committee under Chairman Camp's leadership and the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform under Daryl Issa's leadership has been pushing for this information for over 2 years. And for 2 years, guys, the administration officials, the IRS, have lied about the IRS scandal. They've said there's absolutely been no targeting of conservative groups. There's absolutely been no favoritism paid to liberal groups, that all of the suspicions were false and that it was just rumor, that there's nothing to it. And here we find out 2 years later, you know, thankfully 2 years later, but thankfully at some point we find out that, in fact, there has been targeting of conservative groups, which ought to be chilling to anybody that loves free speech, by the way. And it ought to be chilling to anybody. Think about this for a moment, though. This same IRS is prepared to hire 2,000 more auditors to look into everybody's, you know, hours that they work, whether they have the right health insurance, and as a part of Obamacare, there are going to be 2,000 more of these rascals running around looking into everybody's private lives to find out if they can catch them at something.
Congressman, I find it rather ironic. You mentioned the 2,000 additional jobs. You talk about a Big Brother society and Big Brother really watching. It's ironic to me that the Benghazi and the IRS scandal and all the things that are starting to come to a head really is picking up steam after the media got outed with the AP reporters having their phones tapped, and everybody threw up the flag on the First Amendment, and now they're paying attention. It seems to me like some of this was swept under the rug until, oh, wait a minute, now they're picking on them.
I think it's fair to say that the honeymoon is over. It took a long time for the president and the mainstream media, as we like to call them, to have their first family spat. But clearly this has been it. I would say even going back to Benghazi, you have to give the networks some credit, because one of the things, as you know, even a liberal, even a sympathetic media doesn't want is somebody lying to them. And when they sense that they've been lied to, that, you know, they have a tendency to get pretty indignant. Well, when the same people that are lying to you are also investigating you, and really imposing way, way too much, frankly, on our free press, then you've got a powder keg, and I don't see how this goes away very easily when you've irritated the people that you can least afford to irritate and offended them in such a personal way. But it even goes beyond that, and this is why it's all related, you guys. We are talking about intimidating or squelching people's free expression. Whether it's the Tea Party or conservative groups that use words like patriot, by the way, you better look out, Scott. Words like patriot, or, you know, tax cuts, or less government. Somehow that's a target for investigation, or a target for withholding their tax status, while groups that use words like liberal and progressive are simply passed through. That ought to be chilling to anybody. It's why I've told my oil friends, you know, when you want to impose government restrictions or government imposition on other people's industries, you better get ready for them to come after your oil. This is why it's best to take a pure freedom position on these things, and rather than somehow thinking it's okay for the other guy. Well, you might be talking about gun rights. You might be talking about all kinds of constitutionally guaranteed rights. But when it's yours that are being violated, all of a sudden you get a little bit fired up. You ought to be fired up when somebody else's are being violated, because you're less likely to have yours violated.
Our telephone number, by the way, for our segment we call The Word from Washington and our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ask him anything. When we come back, we'll talk about his very first bill, expected to be voted on today in the United States House of Representatives. So we'll talk a little bit about the farm bill and much more with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. More after this break. Have you been on Leech Lake, Minnesota's third largest lake, some of the best walleye fishing on the planet? Have you been to Walker, Minnesota? Have you seen the historic Chase on the Lake Resort? Folks, it's a premier Minnesota resort. Voted that way time and time again. The lodging, absolutely incredible. The 502 restaurant and bar, well known. The Copper Door Aveda Spa. The bowling alley. The amenities. It's absolutely incredible. How about this? One of Minnesota's premier restaurants right now is yours for $69 any room, any night. That's right. This is a fabulous facility. Check it out online, chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT and get the $69 rate before May 23rd. You must hurry. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union, ontheroad.org. And on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henin. We are getting the word from Washington with Congressman Kevin Cramer, kind enough to spend an hour with us today. And your phone calls, your questions for the Congressman, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to Shane in Minot. Shane, what's on your mind for the Congressman?
Hey, Mr. Congressman, how are you doing today?
Hey, Shane, great, thanks. How are you doing?
Hey, good. I got a little comment here for you, or a question.
Sure.
I work for the Department of Defense.
Sure.
And we are being told that soon we're going to hear that we're going to be furloughed. for it could be as much as a day a week for up to 14 to 21 days. I haven't heard yet. That's a 20% pay cut. And I want to know, I have a hard time understanding how the Department of Defense cannot save money without screwing with people's lives like this, because 20% is huge. I'm a blue-collar worker. There's not a lot of extra from payday to payday. And if that happens, is Congress taking a 20% pay cut? Why not?
Well, first of all, Congress has not had a pay increase for about 5 or 6 years as a result
of the budgets over the last several years.
Secondly, with regard to the Department of Defense, what we have done is we've given the Department of Defense full discretion to prioritize their spending in a way that sets, of course, the nation's security as its top priority, and lets the generals and the administrators of the Department of Defense to set those priorities, and then with the roughly 4 to 5% cut across the board, rather than doing it across the board in every area, that they pick which areas can most afford those cuts. I prefer to see them get rid of entire programs that become permanent cuts, as opposed to this furlough scheme, which just sort of across the board gives everybody a furlough one day a week or one day a month or however it all turns out. And it's been somewhat fluid, Shane, as a result of couple of things, some of it being that we've given them the extra discretion. They've been reviewing it. Some things have happened that have allowed them to stretch it out a little bit further, and they've been finding some efficiencies along with several other agencies once the political piece got over. I don't know whether the furloughs are going to happen for sure or not. You're probably hearing more of it on the ground than we're hearing about it here in Washington. I've also checked into and need to follow up on this inquiry about with regard to DOD personnel, especially in Minot, because so much of the these salary issues related to federal employees deal with certain analysis where federal employees, and you're not, as I understand, you're a civilian federal employee, but that they are paid about 16% above the national average for the same positions in the private sector. That, I suspect, is clearly not true in North Dakota. And the reason it's not
anymore
true in North Dakota is because our economy is so strong. And so I've been working with them to try and find a way to get an exemption, if at all possible, for certain areas based on local or regional economic analysis. So now that's a tough sell in a place where a lot of people's economies are hurting and yours is doing great. There's not a lot of sympathy for us in that regard. But we continue to sort of look into that and see if there's any way that a place like Minot could be exempt from some of those, not just the cuts, Shane, but even the hold even, because holding even is one thing if you really are 16% above the private sector. But when you live in a place like Minot where take for example an engineer in the private sector versus an engineer in the public sector is making probably 20 or 30% more, that puts undue pressure and frankly it deteriorates even the workforce and the ability of the workforce to do its
I have a question, Kevin, on Shane's behalf and his colleagues. I mean, really, they're caught in a political crossfire here, aren't they? I mean, in other words, they being the administration, because of this goofy sequester, want the cuts to be the most painful, so Shane can call talk radio programs and say, Mr. Congressman, how can I take a 20% cut? I mean, they want it to be painful. That's why no air shows. That's why, no tours at the White House. This is all a political game, isn't it, Kevin?
Well, some of it is, Scott, but it doesn't make it any less real to Shane, of course. And so I don't, I'm not in the Department of Defense. I'm not looking at their everyday expenses and their priorities and whatnot. There is a certain amount of trust that has to, you have to sort of give those folks. Now, how much pressure comes from on high to the Department of Defense, I don't know. You may very well be right. There's clearly some areas where they've been very political. I mean, the White House tours is probably the most prominent example, for sure. Meat inspectors is another one, and these are all areas where Congress has either intervened or tried to intervene with limited success in trying to overturn some of those things. And that's why with the sequester cuts, we did give the Department of Defense full discretion, But Scott raises another point. There were people in the Senate that wanted to give the administration full discretion in every budget area, and several conservatives said absolutely not, because if we do that, we just take away all of our all of Congress's authority on the spending side or on the appropriation side, and you have all kinds of monkey business without that level of accountability. So it is this cross political crosshairs. You're right, but there's also the political sort of tension between the responsibilities of Congress with oversight and appropriations, and the responsibilities of the administration, the executive branch, to do the most effective job they can with the resources they're given.
Shane, hopefully that answers your question. We're going to move on to other callers.
Can I sneak in one more quick comment?
Sure.
I'll make it quick. Another thing that's really irritating is at the end of this fiscal year, we're going to be told we have to spend some ridiculous amount of money so we don't lose it next year. And I can see that's going to happen this year. We'll get furloughed, and then we're going to be told, well, we got to buy a bunch of stuff so we don't lose this money next year. And that absolutely blows my mind. It's happened every year I worked there. And then after once the new budget or the new year starts, then we're scrimping for 6 months, trying to, bale and wire and duct tape to make stuff work.
Shane describes a sort of a classic budgeting model in large bureaucracies, whether it's the federal government or even some large corporations. And that is that, if you find savings and send the savings back in one fiscal year, you're punished the next fiscal year instead of somehow rewarding it. And we need to, we sort of operate under the assumption that everybody's honest and forthcoming and is always doing the right thing, and they only ask for what they need and they send back what they don't need. That is obviously has not been the trend in a lot of government, and it's very disheartening to hear about it in Minot, at the base in Minot, or any other place for that matter, because that is not as it should be. Now, if at the end of the year you have some extra money and there's some needs that went unmet, you can sort of beef up some things. I think that's responsible leadership. I think that's responsible management. If you're able to fill up an inventory of things whose price is going to go up perhaps in the next year or two, I think, you say, hey, we've got the storage for this. Let's increase our inventory. We're going to need these widgets or whatever they are another year or two or three down the road. We can save money by buying them now while we have it. That's one thing.
Shane, keep us posted if you would. I'm with Kevin on this one. It's a crazy way to run a railroad. Quickly, James, another call waiting for Congressman Kramer up against the break. Let's get James in quick. Go ahead, James.
Hello, Congressman. I just wanted to ask real quickly about your position on the so-called Marketplace Fairness Act, which unfortunately both of our senators supported. Very hopeful that this bill will be stopped in the House. It keeps being referred to as an internet sales tax, but from my look over the bill, it doesn't say anything actually about the internet. It just imposes a sales tax on all of the businesses selling across state lines.
Sure.
James, you're going to need to hang on for your answer, if you don't mind. We'll have Congressman Kramer answer that on the other side of the break. And have a follow-up if you have one. Other calls, welcome. 800-228-0550. More coming up.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is What's on Your Mind. The word from Washington, Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls here. James, where are you calling from in North Dakota, by the way, James?
Grafton.
Grafton, North Dakota. All right, we'd love to know where you're calling from. Gives us more places on the map to visit. Anyway, your question on the Marketplace Fairness Act, so-called the Marketplace Fairness Act, Congressman?
Well, it's, you know, it's a funny name for it, isn't it? Because quite honestly, it's like so many pieces of legislation. It's given a pretty package, but it's not necessarily fairness at all. Because in my view, the marketplace fairness, or otherwise known as internet sales tax, discriminates against online marketers or online retailers for a number of reasons. I mean, I get sort of the competitive piece of it, where small town retailers, for example, think that they're competing with the internet, big internet guys, and their internet guys have an unfair advantage because they don't pay sales tax in the state that they are selling into. And yet, by adding a burden, and James raises an important distinction here in the bill, by adding the burden to the online retailer, where they have to collect a sales tax for the state that they are selling in, but the state that the consumer is going to consume the product in, is really an unfair burden. It's a burden that the Supreme Court has, you know, ruled in a North Dakota case a number of years ago as being too burdensome, to be fair. Because what, again, getting back to James's point, the concept is it's talked about as though the internet retailer simply collects North Dakota sales tax and sends it to the state of North Dakota. Well, okay. But it applies to everybody. So that means that, say, you're at the Mall of America and you live in Bismarck. And in Bismarck, you have a 6 cent sales tax, or 6.5 or whatever it is. If you buy a pair of jeans at the Mall of America from a retailer, where they don't, by the way, have a sales tax, based on this notion, the retailer in Minneapolis has to collect both the state sales tax for North Dakota and the local sales tax for Bismarck, and collect it from you because you're going to consume those jeans in North Dakota. That's the burden that this would place. There are 9,600 different sales tax regimes or jurisdictions in our country. And, you know, the proponents will say, well, but there's no software that can figure all of that out, and it'll collect the money for you. It'll send the money, you know, to the various jurisdictions for you. And this is all built on what was supposed to be a simplification process for sales taxes, a unification, if you will, among the states. Well, of course, that's a, That's a direct violation of the sovereignty of every state. What's ironic is the states support it because they see it as an opportunity to collect more money. By the way, they also say it's not a tax increase, and yet somehow it's supposed to collect more money. And by the way, here's the other thing, and I think to me this is the most fundamental flaw in the whole concept. That is that you have big companies like Amazon.com, Walmart, Best Buy, entities that have, first of all, lots of money, and they're supporting this. And they support it because they can afford the software, they can afford the regulatory burden. And knowing full well that new companies, smaller companies, startup companies that want to get into the online sales business can't afford to. They're not going to. They're going to throw up their hands. And that regulation becomes a barrier to entry for those entities that are interested in getting to online sales. And so that's the other thing. Whenever big government and big business, go hand in hand and say, hey, let's do this, on behalf of the little guy, you ought to be concerned. But the next problem with it that I see is entities like, take a Walmart or a Best Buy, they have bricks and mortar in every state. So this burden really isn't that great for them either. But companies like Amazon.com, they can move offshore. As soon as they put this burden on everybody that is or wants to be in online sales, they then can move offshore where there isn't such a burden, and once again, they've enhanced their advantage over all of the competition. So
James,
I'm not a proponent of it. I think it's a flawed policy. At the very least, the threshold ought to be higher. The threshold is $1 million. Well, you and I know that it doesn't take long to rack up $1 million of sales. That doesn't mean you're making $1 million. You might have a penny margin on those sales. So its time has not come, in my view.
James, thanks for the phone call. If you'd like to talk to the congressman, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Barry, what's on your mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer?
I have a question about immigration. I just cannot believe the people in this country. We have people break our laws coming here, and now we're going to reward them. I guess one question I'd ask as an amendment, if we're going to let these people in, they should never have the right to vote, because they're lawbreakers, like a lot of felons, and they should never be able to petition their relatives in here, because that's the first thing they do.
Sure. Well, Barry raises a big issue that's very prominent right now in Washington, of course. And immigration has lots of facets to it, and he's specifically speaking to the illegal immigration, I think. There are some 11 to 12 million what are considered undocumented workers in the United States. I believe that we have to have immigration reform. It ought to start with shoring up and securing our borders. That ought to be the highest priority, and that ought to be the first priority. I also think we need to make it have an easier path for legal immigration. And I don't just mean citizenship. I mean the greatest caseload that I have in terms of dealing with constituents' relationships issues, of course, are veterans issues, and then visa issues, and the visa issues have to do with workers, workers that work seasonally in agriculture, workers that work for construction companies, maybe seasonally, maybe year round, people that are here to provide a service and products that we need, and we ought to make it easier, not more difficult for them in this process. With regard to illegal immigrants, the 11 or 12 million that are here, there are certain things I think we have to deal with. I think we do have to have a compassionate approach, but I don't support an easy path to citizenship. You hear that a lot, a path to citizenship. I do think we have to be realistic and acknowledge that many of these people, their only crime they've ever committed is, getting into the United States illegally, and that shouldn't be rewarded. But it also, they also don't deserve, the harshest of penalties either. But they also shouldn't become citizens. They ought to have, there ought to be some way to help them come out of the shadows, so to speak, get them a status that allows them to pay taxes as opposed to just take, that allows them to demonstrate their worth in clear view, but not a path to citizenship. Perhaps a path to legalization, but not a path to citizenship. And so I agree with Barry there. But it's a complex issue, obviously. I think we need to be compassionate with it, but we also need to stand up for our own people. And this country is still the United States of America. It's still the most sought-after place in terms of people immigrating. But we need to make sure that it's done right, that we don't punish people that do it right while we reward people who do it wrong.
Barry, thanks for the call. Where are you calling from, by the way, Barry?
I'm on the road between Minot and Williston, and I deal with this issue a lot anyhow. But my other thing is, You know, you asked that guy from the Air Force about the spending money at the end of the year?
Yes.
I've worked in several government agencies. I was in the military. That is the most stupid thing, and they do it every year, and that, so that the budget can be increased for the organization.
Sure.
And it's got to stop.
There's no question it's got to stop. We need to, and I don't, Barry, you know, I don't know how we stop it necessarily except through the purse strings. And that is to say we have to cut budgets. We have to, but we also, you know, we should assume that they're always going to do the right thing, but they don't. So we have to create some sort of an incentive or at least a disincentive to continue the spending and can create an incentive for actually cutting it. Otherwise, these bureaucracies are just, you know, they just grow by osmosis. You're exactly right. So
Barry, appreciate the call. Drive safely. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. A couple off-air calls. One asks, why doesn't Congressman Kramer represent the people of North Dakota and try to begin the impeachment process? One of your colleagues was on yesterday, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. She said there's a growing chorus of folks that are talking about impeachment. And, of course, I think we all hearken back to the Clinton years and think, oh, my gosh, can we handle that again? But what's your thought on number one, her assertion that this talk of impeachment is growing, and also the caller's question asking whether or not you'd represent the people of North Dakota in that process?
Well, I could come out here and represent the people of North Dakota and spend a lot of time, you know, chasing impeachment proceedings and get nowhere, because the reality is that, you know, there's very little tolerance for an impeachment, especially right after an election. I mean, we had the ultimate opportunity to not elect Barack Obama less than a year ago, and it didn't work. So we have to honor that process. Now, if he's caught doing some things clearly illegally, yeah, then you know, the appropriate committees of jurisdiction will take it up, and it'll be looked into, it'll be investigated, and if prosecution is required, which is what impeachment is, or is appropriate, then that'll happen. But to just sort of politically harp on impeachment, and you bring up a great point of our recent history with Bill Clinton. One of the rules, basic rules, Scott, that I have always subscribed to, not just in Congress but even before it, is never murder a man committing suicide. That's what Woodrow Wilson said. Because as soon as you start, and I'll give a classic example currently going on. I mean, the Benghazi thing, John Boehner made a great point to us this morning. In the Benghazi hearings, God bless the Committee on Oversight and Government Regulation, Darrell Issa and his committee. They did great work bringing to light, with the help of some whistleblowers who previously were not allowed to testify, bringing to light the facts of the case. And the facts of the Benghazi case prove that we've been being lied to. And now the credibility of the administration is deteriorating. Prior to that, you had a bunch of chest thumping, and frankly, you know, you take at least one or two of our United States senators over in the other chamber, you know, that they get on the talk shows, start talking impeachment, and they start talking about, you know, the presidency is going to, you know, soon over. And what you do is you take the perpetrator and turn him into a victim. And like it or not, politics is as much about public opinion as it is about, you know, the courts and the Congress. So I'm not saying I wouldn't support impeachment, but the idea of just getting out here and making that sort of your main harangue, what happens is things like a farm bill don't get done. Things like streamlining drilling for oil and gas on federal lands, those things don't get done.
Congressman, we want to get to those, too, but we got one more caller we'd like to slide in before the break. Right. Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I want to talk about the American Community Survey. I understand there's a bill on the floor right now. I can't remember what the congressman's name was where it's no longer around. This American Community Survey is done by the Census Bureau, and we are compelled by law to answer the most insidious personal questions that even your best friends will not ask you.
Kathy, if you would, just hang on, if you would. We're up against a break here, so hang on. We'll give Congressman Kramer a chance to address that on the other side of the break. We'll have about 5 minutes left after that answer and get through the farm bill and the historic first bill of Congressman Kramer's being voted on today in the House as well. And any other last questions or comments? We'll do that when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl Tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, it can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give it 100% guarantee. If that smell ever comes back, call us up, we'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hanna. If you have a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Well, I guess we're going to have to kind of do the lightning round because we've got some questions we want to get to, as well as all of your calls as well. So if we can get some quick answers, Kathy asked the question, and basically, do you share her concern about the American Community Survey, Congressman?
Well, I have some concern about how invasive it is in terms of its sort of harassment qualities. It asks some very specific questions, you know, fairly personal questions. It is a random survey, of course, as part of the census. The bill that she's talking about not only would defund the American Community Survey, it defunds lots of things, including decennial surveys, censuses, the kind that North Dakota has come to use, it would also defund things like consumer price surveys, things that are sort of economic in nature, that are the standard for lots of investment decisions and things. So I think it definitely needs to be scaled back and rolled back. The threat of a fine, for example, there's concern that people, if they don't answer the survey, can be fined. I don't know how imposing all of that is in reality, but certainly that's the concern that's out there. And so, yeah, Jeff Duncan has a bill that he's introduced a few days ago that looks into all of this and defunds some of it. I'll certainly take a hard look at it.
Kathy, appreciate the call. Let's talk a little bit about the Farm Bill. You broke that story with us last week saying that you had assurances from House leadership that it would be voted on. That was the logjam before. The Senate's been marking out the bill now. But what's not? Are there still concerns that you have in the final product here, Kevin?
Actually, it's looking good. Scott, the House Ag Committee is going to pass it out today. The Senate passed theirs out yesterday. The Senate and House bills this year look closer together than they did last year, which is good news for the process. Whether you like what you see in it or not, I'm not so sure. But the Senate bill, the Senate made some moves yesterday in the Ag bill. Their ag bill and their ag committee that make their bill look a little more like the House bill. That'll make the conference a lot easier when it comes time to reconcile the bills. So there'll be a lot more on it as we move forward, but it's going to be focused, of course, on crop insurance for the most part and considerable savings. Some of the bigger differences will be there'll be a lot more savings in the food stamp program out of the House bill than there is out of the Senate bill. That'll be a point of great debate, no doubt, when the conference committee gets together. But, when you talk about a $20 billion over 5 years savings in the food stamp program, you're talking about a 2.5% cut. When you talk about a $20 billion savings in the farm part of the Farm Bill, that's a 10% cut because the Farm Bill is 80% food stamps and nutrition programs that have nothing to do with growing food, but rather with consuming it.
Congressman, your first bill is about to hit the floor. Going to be a little vote on that. Tell us about your first bill. You got to feel like a proud parent here.
Well, I'll feel more like a proud parent if it passes on the floor today. The threshold for passage today is a two-thirds majority, and the reason for that is because we put it on the suspension calendar, which limits the debate to 40 minutes, and it also means that there can be no floor amendments attached to the bill. So, therefore, the passage requires a little more. But it's a bill that I've worked hard in the Natural Resources Committee on with both Republicans and Democrats, and have earned the support of the Democrats on the committee to the point where we passed it out unanimously. So that feels pretty good. The administration supports the bill. Senator Hoeven passed the bill last year in the Senate. It just didn't get a hearing in the House. So they've got the same bill in the Senate that passed the Energy Committee over there. It has not yet gotten to the Senate floor, but so I'm hopeful, but I'm going to keep pushing it all day, working with my members to make sure there are no glitches, and sometime probably after the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have a floor vote on it.
Bob in Minot, last caller of the day for Congressman Kevin Cramer with the word from Washington. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Mr. Cramer, do you think there, or is there much influence coming on the Farm Bill from the conservation groups for the crop insurance? Is there still a push that they're trying to get that tied to the insurance?
Yes, there is, and thanks for bringing that issue up, because that's something I need to look into on the Senate bill. Last year when it came out of the Senate, it did in fact there was an amendment on the floor, actually, that passed that attached conservation compliance as a condition of participation in the crop insurance program. That did not pass the House Ag Committee last year, and it will not pass today, and I don't believe it'll pass the House floor. But yes, there's continued influence in that. I would expect that could be another one of the areas of dispute between the House and the Senate, because the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee likes that provision that ties conservation compliance to the crop insurance program. I don't support that. Quite honestly, I hear overwhelmingly from farmers that they do not want that. In fact, it may keep a number of farmers from even participating in the government crop insurance program. And some people might say, well, that'd be a great thing. The problem with that is that the fewer people that participate in the program, the more weight that goes on to the few that do participate. And, of course, then the premiums have to go up to pay for the program. So no, I'm going to fight hard. That's going to be a point of tremendous focus for me, is to make sure that conservation compliance is not a condition of participation in the crop insurance program.
Bob, thanks for the phone. Go ahead, Bob.
Along with that, is why there's no reason it should be tied. And I think I'm an ag producer.
Sure.
If the conservation groups and the hunting groups start to have this much pressure, this is my thought as a landowner. We don't post most of our land. We let people hunt.
Sure.
But I think they might be stubbing their own toe. I think there may have to be a movement that all land now is posted and no one gets to hunt on it because they're trying to influence our livelihood with their agenda.
Bob, you got the last word today. Thank you for the call. Kevin, as usual, you leave them wanting more, so we'll do it again next week. Okay.
I appreciate Bob's point.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the word from Washington. And we'll be back tomorrow with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinton on What's on Your Mind. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount, today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific Time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.